I want to thank you for joining me today as we look at other scriptures that can benefit my life and walk with God. We're going to the book of Joshua, wonderful book, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. And God now is going to speak to Joshua how it is important for him to meditate on God's word. Meditate is actually the word that's used for a cow chewing its cud. If you've been around cattle, you know that they eat and then they chew. And it's to get all the good out of it. And so it's not just important that you and I read the word of God or memorize the word of God, but we need to take the promises of God and think about them or meditate on them, go over and over. How does that promise affect me? How can that promise affect my life? And this section that we're looking at, God talks about fear. There's a right kind of fear and the wrong kind of fear. Well, in Joshua 1, 8, 9, God tells Joshua, we talked about that, the importance for him to meditate on Scripture. And he said, Joshua, if you do that, there's tremendous benefits that will come into your life. He said, you will have wonderful victory and you will have success. Do you know, it's interesting in the King James Bible that the word success is only used one time. In our country, the United States of America, success is a very important word. You know, everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to achieve success, and they have in their mind what a successful person looks like. But God says that success with God comes from meditating on his word. Now he gives them some instructions. Moses is dead, and Joshua has been picked as the new leader of the nation. And it starts like this. Now that Moses is dead, you will lead my people to the promised land. And then he says, Joshua, I have some words for you. I have commanded you to be strong. I have commanded you to be courageous. Don't tremble or be terrified. Now, why possibly could Joshua be terrified? Well, the armies that they're going to face are bigger than his army. And there was so much uncertainty about the future as far as looking at it from my point of view. Right now, the world is full of uncertainty. The people in Europe are struggling with the euro and the downturn. In the United States, there is so many people out of work. There's so much uncertainty. Now, why shouldn't I worry? Why shouldn't Joshua worry? Because he has to start going against all these large armies. And this is the promise for fear. The Lord says, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See, God, and that is a promise of God. I am with you. If you know Christ as your personal Savior, he said, I'll never leave you and I won't forsake you. God, I need, and this is a prayer, God, I need to have an awareness of who you are. And your scripture says, if God is with me, who can be against me? And that's a wonderful promise of God. If God is before me, and God is going before me, and God is directing my life, who can oppose me? That's not just words. That is a promise of a holy, powerful God. Over and over, God says nothing is impossible for him. And when he approached Mary and said she's going to have a baby, and she said, well, I'm not that kind of a girl. And he says, Mary, don't worry. God will bring it about because nothing is impossible for God to unfold his plan for your life and for the redemption of the world. And that promise stands for us. God is with me, and God will guide me through even the darkest hours that I may have to walk through. In our videos on our website, we have one called The Dark Night of the Soul. That word is about when we go through and it seems like every day is darker than the day before. I see no light. I feel I'm in a dark tunnel. And that video deals with that. And if you feel that that's where you are, then I encourage you to search on our website and look at The Dark Night of the Soul. It came from my own personal experience when I went through the dark night of the soul that lasted for over 3 months. God bless you. Remember that God is with you if you're his child, and that is a promise of a holy God. Bless you, and I trust this has been encouraging to you as you're maybe going through some very, very trying times.